Simon Tzadik Hei, Sif Gimel. The subject is when you wash milchig and place your dishes together. Very practical halachas. So that's going to happen. A mistake in the same sink. So let's first present the halachas as it's cut, you know, as it's written in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll try to apply it. So first there is a machloikis. In Sif Gimel there's a machloikis between the Mechaber and Ma. When you wash milchig and fleishig dishes together, and they're both clean, why are you washing them together if they're both clean? Means they're both clean from meat and milk residue. They might be dirty because it has some parva food on it, or it might just you want to wash it off from dust or dirt. Okay, but you're washing them together in the same water. Is that a problem or not? L'chatchili, you shouldn't do this, according to everybody. Not supposed to wash milchig and fleishig dishes together in the same water. But if you did so, this is the question. So the Mechaber says this will be okay with the Evid. Why is that? Based on the heter of Nat Bar Nat. So let's just use the example that you have a fleishig pot. You fill it up with water. You boil it. So you have hot water in a fleishig pot. And then you wash a milchig spoon or a milchig plate. The example is a plate. The drawing, there's a spoon, so just interchangeable. And you stick in a milchig spoon, a milchig plate into the water. So the question is, does the fleishig pot become aser from the taste of the milchig spoon? Does the milchig spoon become aser from the taste of the fleishig pot? Says the Mechaber, as long as both kelim are clean, there's no actual basar or actual chalav to deal with, it's going to be okay. Why is that? Because of nat bar nat. Let's figure the meat taste that's in the pot. When that goes into the spoon, what happens? You have the piece of meat that was cooked in the pot. So it goes from the meat to the pot. It goes from the meat to the pot. That's one. Then it goes, you're cooking water in the pot. So then it goes from the pot to the water. That's two. This water now, if I were to cook water in a fleishig pot, going to the Mechaber, can I take this water and put it together with cheese? There's no problem with having this water mix with cheese or a cheese tam. So now what? What happened? There's a milchig spoon in the water. So there's some milk. There's some milk taste that's coming out of the spoon into the water. So what? The fleishig taste that went into the water is already not bar nat. First into the pot, then into the water. So this water is allowed to meet up. This fleishig taste that's in the water is allowed to meet up with milk or a milk taste. So therefore, it's not going to become basar b'chalav. And the same thing the other way around. The taste of the milk that's coming out of the spoon is allowed to meet up with the fleishig taste that's in the water that came out of the fleishig pot. Because it went from the cheese to the spoon, that's one. And from the spoon to the water, that's two. So the milchig taste that's in the water is allowed now to meet up with the fleishig taste that's in the water. So therefore, you have nat bar nat. So therefore, b'di'evad, nothing's going to be a problem if you wash them together. Comes the Ramah. Ramah says, no. This is not a good example of nat bar nat. Regular example of nat bar nat is that I cook water in a fleishig pot. Then I could take that water and put it in a cup and make coffee with it. I can mix it with milk. But first, the water has to be cooked in the fleishig pot. Then afterwards, I could mix it with the cheese. But if, while the water is cooking in the fleishig pot, I stick in a milchig spoon or a milchig plate, that's not nat bar nat. A little bit of a tongue twister. That's not a good example of nat bar nat. Why is that so? Two reasons. Tosfos says this. The Taz brings it down. Two reasons. First of all, when you stick in the spoon, it could be that the spoon will touch the pot. If the spoon touches the pot directly, so that means that the meat taste, let's say, that's coming out of the pot, it's not going into the water and then mixing with the cheese. That wouldn't be a problem, because once it goes into the water, that's not bar nat. That's already the second asinas tam. That's fine. Like we have in the picture, that it goes from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the water. And then it meets up with the milchig tam that's in the water. Or meets up with the milchig spoon that's in the water. That's okay. But if the spoon touches the pot itself, So then the taste goes directly from the pat to the spoon. That means the second nesinas tam is already meeting up directly with the milk. That's like if I cook milk in a fleishig pat. That's no good. The meat taste goes into the pat. That's one. Then it goes from the pat in. It can't go. The second nesinas tam can't be into the opposite type. The second nesinas tam has to be into a part of the thing. So if the second nesinas tam is in the water, that would be okay. For the water to touch milchins. But if the second nesinas tam is going directly into the pot, because the pot is touching is going directly into the opposite min, because maybe when the spoon touches the pot, so it goes directly, it doesn't go first into the water, it's going directly into the spoon. And the same thing, the taste from the spoon into the pot. So it comes out that each keli has a direct nesinas tam, not a secondary nesinas tam from the other min, but it could have even a direct nesinas tam coming directly out of the keli into the other keli. That's reason number one why this might not be a good.
But do you have any way in blia ella mikeli keli?
Saying a good question, right? How could you say, let's say, even the touches? How could you learn that it's not bar not because it's going directly from the pot to the spoon? We learned the rule that the taste cannot transfer from one keli to another keli. It can't go directly from the pot to the spoon unless it's going through the water. So it must use the water as a medium to go out of the pot into the spoon. And once it's going into the water, it's a part of a thing. So we shot an arrow into this chashash, not such a strong, heavy chashash. But then there's another chashash, as Tosfos quoted in the Taz. The other chashash is, even the taste that's going into the water is not a good nat bar nat, because it has to be in the water by itself for a moment. It has to go into the water, settle in the water by itself, like when you cook the fish in a fleishig pot. So the fleishig taste goes into the fish. Now I could take this fish out and mix it with cheese. But for a moment, when the fleishig tam went into the fish, it was by itself. There was no other taste in the fish. It first went into the fish. Then step two, it went from the fish to the cheese. That is a good application of nat bar nat. But here in the water, it's not. You can't just say the fleishig tam is coming out of the pot, going into the water. And then that water is now allowed to meet up with the milchige spoon. Because at the very same time, there's also milchige tam coming out of the spoon into the water. So it could be that the fleishige tam that's going into the water is kind of meeting up directly with the milchige tam that's in the water. Because maybe they come into the water at the same time, and they're meeting up with each other in the water. Maybe it doesn't have a chance. Maybe the fleishige tam that's coming out of the pot does not have a chance to settle in the water before it meets up with the milchige tam. When we say nat bar nat, it has to settle in the power of a food for a couple of seconds, and then it becomes weak, and then it's allowed to meet up with the other food. But if the second it comes into the power of a food, it's meeting up directly with the other taste that's also coming into the power of a food, so you don't have that mila of it first going into a power of a food. It's just coming both together into the power of a food, and they're meeting each other in the power of a food. So the fact that they're meeting each other by traveling through a power of a food, one can argue that that's not that doesn't serve the function. That doesn't create a nat bar nat. It's the first go to the power of a food, settle in the power of a food, and then it can meet with the other min. But over here, it kind of meets up in the water. These two reasons are known when you just speak about them. So we're known as noigin and poigin, two chashashes. The reason why the Ramah is machmer over here, when you wash the dishes together, is because of noigin and poigin. It could be that the dishes touch each other, noigin, they actually touch each other, and the blia goes directly from one dish to the other dish. And the other reason is poigin, that the taimim meet up. They're nifgashim bahamayim, they meet up in the water. So we don't count, it doesn't settle in the water and then meet up with the other min, but they meet up directly inside the water. So for these two reasons, the Ramah is machmer and says that when you wash dishes together, they become basr. The whole situation is basr b'chalav. This is not a good application of nat bar nat. Unless, says the Ramah, there is a case that even the Ramah is going to be moide to the mechaber, and there's a case that even the mechaber is going to be moide to Rama. Before I get to that, I just want to point out one thing. What would be the nafkamina between these two reasons if we say noigin or poigin? Nafkamina would be if you have shishim in the water against the spoon. If you have shishim, the water, you have so much water that you have shishim against the milchige spoon, so is there any milchige taste in the water? Whatever milchige taste came out into the water is bottle. So therefore, according to the second reason, that the tastes meet up in the water, that's not applicable. I do have nat bar nat. The taste goes, so the milchige taste is gone, that's nothing. And the fleshige taste that's coming out of the pot into the water is not meeting up with any milchige taste that's in the water, because whatever milchige taste is in the water is bottle. So therefore, it's nat bar nat in the water, and then that water could meet up with the milchige spoon. So therefore, nothing becomes, and obviously the fleshige pot doesn't become matzah from the milchige spoon because the taste coming out of the milchige spoon is bottle before it even, it's less than nat bar nat. You know what I mean? It's bottle before it even reaches the fleshige pot. So therefore, if you have shishim against one of the kalim, so then the second reason is not applicable anymore. No tastes that are meeting up in the water. But the first reason is still theoretically a chashash. If the spoon touches the pot directly, and it's not going through the water, the chashash is that it's going to receive a bliya directly from the pot. So then it doesn't help me that I have shishim in the water against the spoon. Taste is not going into the water and then becoming bottle in the water. Taste is going directly from the spoon to the pot. So the water is not helping to be mevatel that milchige taste. So the nafkamina between these two taimim would be if I have shishim in the power of a food. The taimin of poigin is still applicable. The taimin of noigin is still applicable, that the kalim actually touched. The taimin of poigin, that the taimin meet up in the water, that's not applicable anymore. And according to that time, it would be mutter. So when we try to figure out, so over here in this Ramah, the Ramah doesn't talk about what happens if you have shishim in the water. Simon Tzadik Dala, the Ramah says that if you have shishim in the water, it's going to be okay. So from there, it's mashma, says the Taz, that the Ramah learns that the ikar time is what?
The second reason
that the time and meet up in the water. Yeah.
We have a question, if I remember correctly. Do we evaluate the walls for the mevatel, to be mevatel the tam?
Or just the food?
Meaning, do we just say what the tavshil plus the reitiv to be mevatel the tam, or do we also include the walls in it?
We don't include the walls. It's a sugya in Hilchos Taruvos. We'll get to it. Lamaisa, we don't include it. okay. So this. So if you have shishim. So he has two reasons for the Ramah. And the nafkamina was if you have shishim. And we learned that we quoted what the Ramah says in Simchat Hagdala, that if you have shishim, it will be okay. So mashma, the ikar tam is at the time you meet up in the water. Now let's go to the case with the Ramah's moida to the mechaber. The Ramah's moide to the mechaber, if one of the kalim is eina ben yoimoi, then it's a valid case of nat bar nat, then it's fine. Why is that so? Because let's just use, it doesn't make a difference which kali is the eina ben yoimoi, but just whenever we're going to change, we're going to just use, just to be simple, we're going to use the spoon or the plate. Okay? So let's say the spoon or the plate is eina ben, the milchige spoon or plate is eina ben yoimoi. So now, the taste coming out of that spoon, the milchige tam that's coming out of the spoon and going into the pot, even if it's going directly, not through the water, even if it's not going direct, even if it's going directly into the other pot, could it aser the pot?
Nope.
No, it's pogum. Can't aser, right? Now, mitzad, the taste that's coming out of the fleshige pot, that's a ben yoimei taste, that's a fresh taste. If that would meet up with milk, it would aser the milk, correct? But it's not meeting up with milk because it's going into the water. So it's not bar nat. And therefore, there's no milchige taste in the water that's becoming usser. Just like when we said when we had shishim, there's no milchige taste in the water. Same here, there's no milchige taste in the water because the milchige taste in the water is pogum. So there isn't a creation of basar b'chalav in the water. And therefore, it is not bar nat. Now, that water, that meat taste that's in the water is allowed to meet up with the milchige spoon and it's not going to affect the milchige spoon b'di'evit.
Because the spoon's a heter.
What if you still touch directly?
That's what's not bar
nat. It is not bar nat because the milk taste that's in the spoon is a pogum taste. So therefore, there is no basar b'chalav in the water. See, when it was a fresh taste of chalav, so we were worried. We said that the the meat taste coming out of the pot is going to meet up directly with the milk taste, or it's going to go directly into the milk spoon, or meet up directly with the milk taste. So you'll create basar b'chalav. The second asinas tam will be directly into chalav. Here, it's not going directly into chalav. There is no chalav. The chalav is pagum. So even if it goes directly into the milchige spoon, it's not becoming basar b'chalav. So there, and so what do you have? You're left with a meat taste that's not barnat, which can later be combined with chalav.
So why is that other, according to Shach, says that the other one is the one that's not a binyam is usher?
It's a different case. We'll get to it step by step. If they're both clean, if both kelim are clean, you're addressing a case when one of the kelim are dirty. Okay. Right? If they're both kelim are clean, so that's what we're going to say. That's the case when the Ramah is moided to the Mechaber. We're saying a case that's the case where the Mechaber is moided to Ramah, that it's Aser. We're saying now that a case that the Ramah is moided that's going to be Mutter is if one of the Kelim are in a Ben Yoime, so then you don't have a creation of Aser B'chalav. And the Eina Ben Yoime Kli certainly does not have the Koyach to Aser the Ben Yoime, because the taste coming out of the Eina Ben Yoime is Pagum, so it could be ignored. And even the taste coming out of the Ben Yoime, which is a fresh taste, but that's not barnat, so therefore it's also going to be mutter. So this keli is mutter because it's pagum, and that keli because the taste going into it is pagum. And that keli is mutter because the taste going into it is already not barnat. So if one keli is ain't a ben yoimai, then even according to Ramah, it's going to be okay. What happens if one of the kelim are dirty? So if there's dirt on one of the kelim, meaning actual residue of meat or cheese on one of the kelim, so then everything is going to be aser, even according to the Mechaber. Why is that? So again, so let's use the example that there's some actual cheese residue on the milchige spoon. So the Mechaber held the taste coming out of the spoon into the water is not barnat of milchigs. The taste coming out of the fleishig pot into the water is not barnat of fleishig. So therefore, everything is okay. But when I have actual cheese on the spoon, so what happens is, the fleishig pot receives a taste not from not barnat of fleishigs, directly from the cheese. When you're dealing with the taste that's in the spoon coming out into the water, then so that's not barnat. So that could meet up with the fleishig pot. But when you're talking about the actual cheese that's on the spoon, so it goes from the cheese to the pot. That's a direct nesinas tam. Even if you want to count the water, so it's still the second nesinas tam will be directly into the other min. But the truth of the matter is we don't even count the water as one. So it's considered the first nesinas tam. It's like cooking meat and milk together. Mamish, like cooking meat and milk together. So therefore, you created basar b'chalav. So everything is aser. You have basar b'chalav in the water. The basar tam that came out of the fleishig pot meets up with cheese. Doesn't meet up with a cheese tam that came out of a spoon. It meets up with cheese. So you created basar b'chalav. You cooked cheese in a fleishig pot. So you created basar b'chalav. So once that water becomes basar b'chalav, everything is aser. So therefore, if one of them is dirty, okay, if they're both ben yoimai and one of them is dirty, everything is aser. Unless obviously you have shishim against the actual, let's say the spoon had a little bit of milk on it, and you had shishim against the little bit of milk, so then you could ignore that milk, and you're only dealing with the taste of the milk that's in the spoon, which according to the Mechaber is not barnat. But that's just a way of being able to say that it's basically clean. Because even though it's dirty, but you have shishim against the dirt, so you could ignore it. But assuming you didn't have shishim against the dirt of one of the kelim, so then even according to the Mechaber, everything is going to become usr. What happens if one of them is dirty, but one of them is eina ben yoimai? Okay, so we discussed so far three cases up until here. Up until here we discussed if both kelim are ben yoimai and both kelim are clean, that's a machlokes between the Mechaber and Ramah. Mechaber says it's mutter because of not barnat. The Ramah says it's aser because of the two reasons that we said before. That's if they're both ben yoimai and they're both clean, meaning there's no actual meat or cheese residue. That was the first thing we started with. Then we said, what happens if they're both clean and one of them is ein ben yoimai? So then even the Ramah is going to be moide that it's all mutter. So everyone will agree that it's mutter. Well, and then we said, well, what will happen if one of them is dirty? If they're both ben yoimai and one of them is dirty, So then everyone will agree that if, at least if you don't have shishim against the actual be'en, that everything will be aser. So we discussed three dinim so far, three possibilities. Now we're discussing what happens if one of them is dirty and one of them is eina ben yoimai. So here, the Shach points out that it depends which is the dirty one. Is the dirty one the ben yoimai, or is the dirty one the eina ben yoimai? Why is that? Because if the dirty one is the eina ben yoimai, so we don't care about the fact that it's eina ben yoimai. The eina ben yoimai just takes care of what? Just takes care of the milchige taste that's in the spoon. Since it's pagum, we ignore it. It doesn't exist. But if that spoon has cheese on it, so who cares that the taste inside the spoon is pagum? Is actual cheese. That cheese is able to create basar v'chala when it meets up with the fleshiga taste that's coming out of the pot. Okay? Who cares that the milchiga spoon is eina ben yoimai? If the eina ben yoimai is dirty, who cares that it's eina ben yoimai?
As soon as you put it in.
You have the bigger problem, like we said before, even the machaber's moida, that if there's dirt on the kli, you don't have nat bar nat. You have cheese being cooked in a fleshiga pot. You have regular basar b'challah being created over here. So if it's the ben yoima, if it's the eina ben yoima that's dirty and you don't have shishim against the ben, so then it doesn't help you the fact that one of the kelim were eina ben yoima. That's like the case we said before, that even the mechaber is going to be moided that it's all aser. But if the ben yoima is the dirty one, so let's say the fleshige pat ben yoima has some meat on it, and the milchige spoon in the ben yoimai is clean. So now what? Could the fleshige pot become aser from the spoon?
No,
because the milk taste coming out of the spoon is pogum. Is the water becoming basar b'chalav over here? That it's going to make everything aser afterwards? No, the water's not becoming aser. There is no chalav taste in the water, al pi halacha. It's pogum. Okay? So essentially, what do I have here? So therefore, the meat pot and the water and the power of a food and the meat pot that I have, well, let's not say food, power of a food, because that's a case of Simen Tzadik Daleth. The water, let's forget about the water for a moment. The meat pot is okay, because it's receiving a tampogum of milk. Now, what about the milchige kli eina ben yoimai? What about the eina ben yoimai kli? Is that also okay? Is it receiving a nat banana fleshigs, or is it receiving actual fleshigs?
Actual
fleshigs, because there's actual fleshig residue on it. So what's the halacha when I have a milchige kli eina ben yoimai and a cooked fleshigs in it? What's the halacha? We already learned that it's in the Sadeh Gimel. That's a pasha tetin. That the kli is aser. It doesn't really become basar b'challah, but it's aser cipher chalav, cipher basar, because it has a milchig gatam in it, it has a fleshig gatam in it, so I can't use it not for this, not for that. Mikir adin, I can use it for parath, but there's a minig not to use it for parath. So let's, the Prima Gadam says, most probably that same minig that we learned over there applies over here too. So therefore, the eina ben yoim kli will be aser midina for milchig and fleshigs, that we know, and probably also mimin haga will be aser even for shahar dvarim.
The main thing is that the food, that drop of cheese or that drop of meat doesn't become aser.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about dirt. We're talking about dirt. We're not talking about your cooking. We're talking, the case here is washing dishes together. So the water is dirty. The water you don't care about. In Siman Tzadik Daled, it addresses that you were cooking a power of a food, and you're stuck, you know, let's say in a fleshige pot, and you're stuck in a milchige spoon. So it's the same idea that we have to apply what we're learning here about washing the dishes together to that case, the same, because the soup will be connecting the spoon and the pot, right? So over there already, it's more relevant to us to know the halacha of the food. Here, the water. Yeah, but it won't become basar b'chalav. But the question is how we should treat the food. So lamaisa, how are you supposed to eat it? And this kind of kli, that kind of kli. So we have to, that we're going to, in Siman Tzadik Daled, it addresses the halacha of the food. So here we're not really concerned, it's not food that we're cooking here. It's just you're washing dishes together. So we really just want to know what's the halacha of the dishes. So therefore we're saying that the eina ben yoimai dish, I'm sorry, it's the ben yoimai dish is for sure okay because it's receiving a tam pogum from the Eina Ben Yomei. So therefore, tam pogum from the Eina Ben Yomei can affect the opposite min. Masha Enke, the Eina Ben Yomei Kli would become aser from the Fleishig Kli, from the Ben Yomei Kli, because it's not just the taste of the Ben Yomei Kli. That would be not barnat. That's why if they would both be clean, even Rama would be moida that's mutter in this case. But the problem is it's dirty. So therefore, even the Mechaber is going to be moida that the Eina Ben Yomei Kli is aser. So there is a difference. If one is dirty, one is Eina Ben Yomei, there is a difference which is the dirty one. So this is all. So this is pretty much the halacha when you wash dishes together in a Kli Rishon. All different scenarios. You know, when they're both clean, and a Ben Yomei, when they're both clean and at least one is not a Ben Yomei, when they're both clean, when they're both Ben Yomei and one is dirty, and then we know also when one is dirty, and one is ain't a Ben Yomei, and that will depend which one is if the Ben Yomei is dirty or if the ain't a Ben Yomei is dirty. So that's all the possibilities of when you wash the dishes together. So even though we were using an example that you filled up, let's say a fleishige pot with water, and you were washing a milchig dish inside of that water, the same idea would be if you fill up a barrel, part of a barrel, right? And you heat up the water inside of it, and then you wash fleishige dishes and milchig dishes inside that barrel. Because even if you have a part of a kli, and you wash milchig plates and fleishige plates, the same halacha. Milchig fleish and fleishige plates are both ben yomei, and they're both clean, so with machoikis mechaber amma. If they're both clean and one is ain't a ben yomei, everybody agree that it's okay. If they're both ben yomei and one of them is dirty and you don't have shishim against the dirt, everyone will agree that it's aser. And if one is dirty and one is ain't a ben yomei, so it will depend. If the ain't a ben yomei is dirty, so then everyone will agree that it's aser. And if the ben yomei is the dirty one, so then the ain't a ben yomei will be aser, but the ben yomei will be mutter. Doesn't really make a difference if you're, it's the same halacha, if you're washing milchig and fleishig dishes together in a par of a pot, or you're washing milchig dishes in a fleishig pot, or vice versa. It's the same idea. The question is, the timing are mixing in the water, when do you have nat bar nat, or when do you have the creation of basar v'chalav? This is all very clear. So that's really the main, I guess you could say the main case of Sif Gimel. So let's read the Mechaber Ma inside up until here, and then we're going to go to discuss the next few applications. Okay. So the Mechaber Sif Gimel Kairos Shabasar Shehutcha Biyorech Leves. Let's say you. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch uses the opposite example that we were using. We were using a fleishig pot and a milchig spoon. So Shulchan Aruch is using just the opposite example. You have fleishig plates that were washed together in a milchig pot. And the water was Yatzei Ledes Ben Afilush named Bnei Yoimon, even if both Kalim. The Fleishiga plates and the Milchiga pot are both Bnei Yoimon, Mutter, still would be Mutter, Mishum, the Havali, Noisentam, the Heter, because it's not Barnat the Hetera. Why is it not Barnat? Like we explained, because the taste goes from the meat to the pot, from the pot to the water, which is Parav. So that's allowed to meet up with the opposite min. The same thing from the plate. It goes from the cheese to the plate, from the plate to the water. It's allowed to meet up with the opposite min. So therefore, there's no problem that the fleishig taste in this water is meeting up with the milchigs, and that the milchig taste in this water is meeting up with the fleishigs, because the water is parav. Vehu, when do you have nat bar nat? That's only shayomer barili shaloi hoyashim shumandavak behen, that it wasn't dirty. Very often when you wash dishes together, why are you washing the dishes? Not for those fluke reasons that we discussed, that it was dusty, so you wash them together. Usually you wash them after you use them. Fleishing a dish, you probably use it for fleish. There's probably some fleish residue on it. The milchig is probably some cheese residue on it. So if there's actual residue, meat residue on the fleishing plates, so then You're not going to have nachbar, and even according to the Mechaber, it's going to be also because it's a direct nesinas tam from the meat residue into the milchiga plate, into the milchiga pat, or from the meat of the cheese taste that's coming out of the pat, meaning going directly into the meat and creating basar b'chalav. So therefore, when you have actual residue of milchiga zafleishigs, you have basar b'chalav. Ve'im ha yeshuman davak behen. So if you did have shuman davak behen, if you did have some residue on it, on the kelim, sarach sheyehei b'mayim shishim keneged mamashas shuman shal pnei akari. You have to have shishim against whatever mamashas you have. And if you don't have shishim, so then, like we said before, it'll all be asr. If you do, then you ignore the mamashas. And you're only dealing with the tam in the kli. The tam in the kli, according to the Mechaber, it is not bar nat. Now, one diuk that you see from here in the Shulchan Aruch is that we have to assume that it's dirty. You have to know for sure it's not dirty. You have to say, I know for a fact that it's no shuman davuk behen. But if you're not sure, you have to assume that it was dirty. Why? Why do you have to assume it was dirty? Because you're washing dishes. Right? If you're eating in a flesh sugar, if you, let's say you're cooking, you take a pot out of the closet and you start cooking soup, cooking a part of a soup or something like that, so then you don't have to assume that it's going to, that a flesh sugar pot was dirty. You could assume it is not bar nat. In other words, the first halacha that we said in Sif Aleph and Beis, that you cook the par of a food in a flesh sugar pot, you're allowed to mix it together with milchigs because it's not bar nat. Well, if there's actual meat on the pot when you were cooking the fish, is it not? It's not bar nat because it's getting a direct taste from the meat. But over there we said, no, most probably it's clean. Most probably when you're taking a pot out of the closet to cook in it, so kshabal avashel boy, so it is clean mistame. Here you're coming to cook in it, so mistame it's not clean. So you have to know for a fact that it's over there. You have to know for a fact that it's dirty. Here you have to know for a fact that it's clean. Yeah.
So the meat residue is mevatel. You say you have
shishim. It's bottle in the water.
So it's bottle. However, the meat residue that stays on, that stays connected, is now basar b'chalav. And then when you take out the spoon, and the meat residue remains there, so now you have.
It doesn't become basar b'chalav because for like the it's all, as long as you have shishim in the tafshil, you don't have basar b'chalav because it's all connected.
Meaning
that the milk taste, sorry, the meat taste, that taste coming out of there, or you want to say that it's that it's
more,
that's like a piece. You're saying if it's actual residue, that if it's still stuck, you still see the piece.
Eating, let's say, you still
so
see
it's like the.
Whatever's inside the pot became vatal because whatever the meat managed to give off wasn't enough.
So it's a cheese tam coming out into the water and then going into the food. Probably will be not barnat. Probably will still be not barnat because the cheese taste that came out of the pot went into the water
and then
it's going in there. Now,
but
if you don't have shishim against it, so then the whole water turns into fleshiga water. So that's why it's meeting up directly with the flesh. But if you do have shishim, so whatever, there is no cheese taste in the water. I'm sorry, there is no meat taste in the water. So therefore the milk, most probably, think about that a little bit. But in a regular case, you're washing it.
Yeah,
so
it
comes off.
Anyway, right.
But the most probably, if you didn't, so l'chara didn't, I have to think about it a little bit more. Okay? So this is shita samachabe, that if they're both clean, it is not bar nat. Comes the Rambam and he says, "V'yesh oisrim afilu ein shuman davuk behen." We hold that even if they're both clean, it's aser. It's not a good case of not bar nat. What are the reasons? Noygin or poygin. Ela imkein echad min hakelim einam bnei yomim. Unless one of the kelim are not a ben yomim. If one of the kelim are not a ben yomim, bli eskli rishain. If one of them is not a ben yomim for milchigs or fleshigs, whatever it is. From in a klivishon, like again, we explained this when we were learning the beginning of Tzadik Dalet. That's the beginning of Tzadik Hey. Now, the beginning of Tzadik Dalet, we said the Ramah holds the only time something could be considered that it's really milchigs is was used in a klivishon. You used it to stir the actual hot cocoa. If you just used it to stir the hot cocoa once it was in the cup, in a cliche, and it didn't really become. Didn't really become milchigs that way. So therefore, wouldn't be considered milchikli. It wouldn't have tam milchigs in it. others that are machmir in such a kind of a case and hold that it would be able to receive a milcha getam when you stirred it, when you stirred the hot cocoa that was in the cup. So they'll hold it, we'll apply over here, even if it's a klisheni. The Shach raises an interesting point that what happens if you remember using the spoon, but you're not sure if you used it for a klirishon or a klisheni. So l'chayri yul taina that the normal way of using a spoon is you're eating in a bowl, so the food is a klisheni. So therefore, according to the Ramah, you should be able to be mekel. The same thing, a plate. The normal way of using a plate is the food goes into the plate. It's not, you don't stick the plate into the actual maximum, you pour onto the plate. So how much will be only could they klipa of the kli? Yeah. So he says, no, if you're not sure, so sometimes you do use a spoon in the kli rishon itself. Sometimes you use the spoon to stir the pot. Sometimes you use the plate to cover the pot. They didn't have always covers around. So if you're missing a cover, you take the plate and use the plate as the cover. And the Taz says sometimes even if you didn't use it as a cover, but if you pour many times onto the plate, same 24 hours, you pour a bunch of times, then it won't just be klipa, maybe it'll go bekulei. Usually when you pour onto a kli, hot onto cold, it's only klipa. Maybe when you do it many times, it goes bekulei. So therefore, he says, if you're not sure, you have to treat it like a kli rishon. Bakopadim. But because if it is a kli rishon, so then it's called a ben yoyme. If it was used in a milchig kli rishon, then it's certainly considered a ben yoyme. So although if one is Eina ben Yoyma, the Kalim are both Mutter, but the water you should throw out. Why should you throw out the water? Because like we say, even though there's some time with Gam, in other words, in terms of the Kli, you want to say, does the ben Yoyma Kli become Aser from the Eina ben Yoyma Kli? So we're going to tell you no way, because it's receiving a Tam Pogum. And a Tam Pogum doesn't make something Aser. But are you allowed to cook kosher food in a tray for Kli? Eina ben Yoyma? You're not allowed to. You're allowed to cook meat in a milchig kli eina ben yoyma. You're not allowed to. Just exer eina ben yoyma to ben yoyma. We're just telling you that b'di'evid we don't make it aser. So we're not going to make your kli aser b'di'evid. We're not going to say that because it received a eina ben yoyma time, it became aser. So yeah, it's only eina ben yoyma time. It's okay. But the water we always treat like l'chatchila. We always give water the din of l'chatchila. Use the water for something else. Use the water for, and then you get new water. So therefore, we're not going to allow you to use the water. But if both kelim were ben yoymai and you washed them together with kli rishon, hakoil aser. Even if they're both clean, everything is mutter. Huh? Everything is aser. Sorry. Because, according to the Ramah, this is not a good example of nap or not, because either the kelim touch or the time you meet in the water. And this is the Ramah says, this is how we're supposed to keep this halacha. Yeah, the pot and the plate. All the kelim are also. You created basar b'chalav in the water. What happens if we said before that this is really, there's two applications of this machloikis. Either I'm washing a fleishige or milchige dish in a fleishige or milchige pot, meaning I'm washing a milchige dish in a fleishige pot or vice versa, like the example that we drew out over here, or I have a power of a pot and I'm washing milchige and fleishige dishes together. It's the same idea, that you're dealing with the time coming out of the milchige plate and the time coming out of the fleishige plate, and they're mixing in the water. Is that naparnat or is that not naparnat? Right, those were the two ways of... So let's use such a kind of example, that I have a power of a pot and I wash a fleishige dish and a milchige dish. So again, it's the same issue. You have the meat going into the plate. That's one. The meat taste coming out of the plate. That's two. Same thing with the cheese. The cheese going into the plate, that's one. Cheese taste coming out of the plate, that's two. Oh, so the machlekes in the mechaber ama are the, is it becoming naparnat before it's meeting up with the other one, or we say it's meeting up directly. Therefore, according to the mechaber, if they're both clean and they're both b'nei yomim, they'll all be mutter. According to the ama, even if they're both clean, but if they're both b'nei yomim, everything is going to become aser. And by the way, according to the ama, everything will become aser, even the power of a pot that you're cooking in it, because the water becomes masa machalov. So it goes into everything. Okay? So according to the Ramah, everything will be aser in this case. What happens, says the Ramah, if I wash the dishes, b'zeh achar zeh, in a par of a pot, I boil up water, and then I put in first a milching a plate, and then a fleshing a plate. So he says, that's not bar not for sure. I put in the milching a plate, so the milching a taste came out into the water, but it settled in the water. That water is not bar not of milchings. If that water meets a fleshing a plate, will it make it aser? No. It could even lechatchila go to a fleshing a plate, because the Rama said, I don't allow you nap or nap bebishul, since it was cooking together, I don't allow you to lechatchila eat the fish with cheese. But could you lechatchila put the fish on a milchige plate?
Yep.
Yeah. So is there a problem of putting in the milchige plate afterwards? In other words, first you wash the fleshing a dish in the water, so now the water is nap or not of fleshings. Nap or not bebishul of fleshings. So I can't eat this water with cheese. Could I eat this water on a milchige plate? Yes, according to the Rama. So therefore, I could wash the milchige plate, even lechatchila afterwards. Unless what? Unless there's some dirt on the milchige plate. Because then I'm making it meet up with actual cheese. But that's only that the first kli was clean. If the first kli, if the fleshige kli that I washed first was dirty, so then the water is not bar not. According to everybody, the water is not bar not. The water received a direct taste from the shuman, from the actual fleshige residue. So therefore, if I afterwards stick in a milchige plate, if there was no shishim against the residue, then what? Then the milchige plate, then the second plate, the milchige plate will become maser, and that's even according to the mechaber. It's the same thing what we were saying before. It's not bar not. So yeah. So, but if both plates are clean, so then the halacha is, I could even lechatchila put in the second plate, according to the Ramah. Even according to the Ramah. If the first plate is clean and the second plate is dirty, so then I wouldn't be allowed to wash the second plate lechatchila, but if I do, it doesn't become maser b'chalav. But if the first plate was dirty, so then even if the second plate is clean, even with the yevet that I stuck in the second plate, it'll become baser b'chalav. Is that halacha clear? It's not a new chiddush. It's just applying what we said before. The point is that the case of when you're washing them one after another, this has nothing to do with this machlokes that we said before, of whether the time you meet in the water or touches, it becomes not, if that's a good case of not bar not. This is certainly not bar not. At least when the first kli is clean, it's certainly in a case of not bar not bebishul. So therefore, could I mix it with the second kli? Whatever we said of napar napa bishul, whatever we said by the fish, right? If it's only a plate, meaning it's clean, you could even lechatchila do it. If it's dirty, which means I want to mix it with actual cheese, so then lechatchila can't do it. The evidence won't become usser. If the first kli was dirty, so then you don't have napar not according to everybody because the water's cooking with the actual meat residue. So I see it inside your amot. V'dafke shehutchel biyachad ubekli rishoin. This only applies that you cooked. I'm sorry, not cooked. That you washed the dishes together in the kli rishoin. The fleshing and the milchige plates were being washed together in the same water at the same time, and that the pot that you're washing them in is a kli rishoin. What does a kli rishoin mean? That pot was actually heated up on the fire. It doesn't have to be on the fire now. But that pot, the water that's sitting in that pot was heated up on the fire. If you just took hot water from the urn and you filled it up, or from the sink, and you filled up this pot, so then what's the hot water in this pot called? A kli sheni. And we're soon going to see what's the halacha of a kli sheni. But in a kli rishon, so it's the only time I said it's aser is if you washed it together and it's in a kli rishon. Aval. Avalim hutchul b'zeh achar zeh. But if it's done one after the other, then it's going to be okay. Again, like we said, if they're both clean, or at least the first one is clean. If the first one's dirty, then you have a problem. Oy b'kli sheni, or if you wash them together in a kli sheni, afilu biyachad, then hakol shari. So Ramah told us two things over here. Number one, that if you did it b'zeh achar zeh, it's not a problem. That we explained. Number two is, he said, if you had this whole same scenario, but it's a kli sheni, then it's also going to be okay. That we didn't discuss yet. So let's discuss it. Can you see this, or it's too light? Yeah? So I heat up water, then I pour the water into another pot. So the other pot could either be a pyre of a pot, and then I wash milchik and fleishik dishes together in the pot. But the pot is a klisheni. The pot was not heated on the fire. Or I could pour it into a milchik pot and wash a fleishik dish in there, or vice versa, which was this example of the machlekes. So in this case, says the Ramah, I will concede that even if both kelim are bnei yoimon, side the pot, side the milchig a pot, and side the fleishig a plate, using this example, it'll be mutter. Why? I said before that it's not a good case of not for not, because the timim, you know, meeting up in the water, it doesn't first settle in the water. So what's the answer to that? It's a klisheni. A klisheni, no taste is coming out of the pot, and no taste is coming out of the plate. According to me, a klisheni has a halacha of cold. Just like if I take a cold water, and I fill up a milchiga pot of cold water. I take a milchiga pot, I fill it up with cold water. Then I take a fleshika plate and I put it in the cold water. So nothing will happen with the oven, it won't become usser. So too, in this case, even though the water is boiling hot, yatsay ledes, but since it's already a cliche, since the pot itself was not on the fire, according to me, la halacha, this does not have the koyach, the klisheni, the heat of the klisheni does not have the koyach to transfer tam from the pot to the plate, from the plate to the pot. Nothing's coming out of anything. That's why it's mutter. So it's not, nothing to do with not barnat. Of course, it's not a case of not barnat. You do not have the heter of not barnat in this case because you're washing dishes together. They're meeting in the water. But the answer is it's mutter for a completely different reason, because no taste is coming out of the pot and no taste is coming out of the plate because it's a klisheni. And a klisheni doesn't cause a blia.
I could put meat in directly?
Even if they'd be meat, according to the Ramah, even if the milchiga pot would be dirty, there would be cheese on it, and the fleishiga plate would be dirty, there would be meat on it, even so, it would be mutter. The taste does not coming out of the milchiga, of the cheese, and there's no taste coming out of the meat residue. It's cold. Therefore, it's mutter b'dieved. That's the shita of the Ramah. But we already alluded to earlier a number of times that not everybody agrees to the Ramah about a klisheni. There are many shittas that hold that a klisheni could make something usser. So those shittas that say that a klisheni could perhaps make something usser, so that's known as the shita of the marshal. The marshal would hold that, let's say, for example, I take hot cocoa and I put it in I boil up milk and I put it in a cup, and then I stir the hot cocoa with a fleishiga spoon. According to the Ramah, everything is okay, because the hot milk is a klisheni now. It's in a cup. And therefore, no taste is going from the milk to the spoon. No taste is going from the spoon to the milk. But what would happen? According to the Marshal, this becomes aser, the spoon and the milk, just like if it would be in a klirishen. Because taste comes out of the spoon into the milk, and taste goes from the milk into the spoon. So therefore, the spoon becomes aser, and the milk becomes aser. That's the opinion of the Marshal. So l'chayr, according to the Marshal, if I wash the dishes together, it's going to become aser b'chalav, right? Because again, he assumes, like the Ramah, that the fact that they meet in the water will create aser b'chalav, and according to him, the taste does come out. But he says, no, wait a minute, if both kelim are clean, I will concede, even though I'm generally machmer by a klisheni, but I will concede that the klisheni doesn't have the koyach to do a double pu'ula, to cause a double blia, to take the taste out of the plate and put it into the pot, and to take the taste out of the pot and put it into the plate, that won't have the koyach to do those two steps together, and therefore everything will be okay.
Would the water become usher, though?
The water would become usher, yes.
Okay.
But we wouldn't assume that because the water is going in, so the water becomes asr and then the water goes in.
It's two steps.
If something requires two steps, a bliya and a plata, come out of this kli and into that kli, for it to become asr, so we say that the kli sheni is not strong enough to do that. Kli sheni is strong enough to do one. It could do either one. All right? And just like in the case of the hot cocoa, it was doing both. It was making the milk go into the spoon, and it was making the taste come out of the spoon into the milk. But in order for each one to become asr, in order for the milk to become asr, you just needed one step, plata, for the taste to come out of the spoon. In order for the spoon to become asr, you only needed one step, oblia, for the milk to go into the spoon. So therefore, they both become asr. Here, in order to become asr, you need the taste to come out of one kli and go into the other kli. That doesn't happen in a kli sheni. Okay? Unless, says the Marshal, if they were dirty, so what happens is, the let's say it's this fleshig of mamashish on the plate, so the mamashish will dissolve into the water. That's not one step, that's just dissolving into the water. Then it mixes with the water, and then it could go, you only need one step to go into the kli. Or let's say the taste that's coming out, let's say the taste of the milchig kli that's coming out into the water, is not going into the water and then into the other min, because the fleshige taste already dissolved, the fleshige mamashis already dissolved into the water. So when it's going into the water, it's mixing directly with the flesh. Okay, so therefore the Marshal says, if they're both clean, so then even I will be makel by a kli sheni. But if one of them is dirty, so then it's a problem, because then the dirt dissolves into the water, and then it's just the case, and then it becomes basa b'chalav. When the taste of the other kli goes into the water, it becomes basa b'chalav. The Ta says that in this case of a klisheni, you can be makel even when it's dirty. So you have basically that if you did it in a klisheni, according to the Ramah, it's going to be mutter even if they're both dirty. According to the Mashal, if they're both clean, it's going to be okay, but if it's dirty, it's a problem. And according to the Taz, he'll paskin like, even though generally when it comes to a klisheni, he paskins like the Mashal. Taz explains that over here, I'll concede to the Ramah that even if they're dirty, that it'll be okay. Because it's still called like a two-step thing, because you have to get the taste out of the food and put it into the kli. It is a two-step process. And even though the Marshal said about it dissolving into the water, I'm not so convinced about that. It's still called two steps. Taking it out of the food, putting it into the kli, taking it out of the kli, putting it into the food. It's still called a two-step thing. So therefore, I'll concede that the kli sheni doesn't have the koyach to do that. So therefore, it's going to be in a kli sheni, it's going to be mutter even if they're dirty. So that's what we have. So we discuss what's the halacha in a kli rishon, and we discuss what's the halacha in a kli sheni. No. He wrote a sefer called Mechoinus, which is referred to as Isser Veheter Shaloi. But this Isser Veheter, regular Isser Veheter, is.
He's saying the same thing, that the kli sheni is also
The Shach Taish is a little different. The Shach was just saying that he just meant to say that if you're not sure if he used it in a kli rishon or a kli sheni, so you might think that it's a spoon. You probably used it only in a kli sheni, which would make it okay. And the Shach is saying you have to be concerned that there's a possibility that it was used for a kli rishon. He's not clearly saying that even if you know that it was used for a kli sheni. There's two issues here, actually. There's if the kli was used for a kli sheni, did it become milchigs or fleshigs? Now we're saying it was used in a kli rishon. You're washing them in a kli sheni. Does the water of a kli sheni transfer from one to the other? So we still have to discuss the case when, which is practically the most common, practically for our homes, when you wash with iri kli rishon, which you pour water from the sink, water from a kli rishon onto the milchig and fleshig dishes together. In a way that's, you're not washing them inside a kli rishon, but on the other hand, it's not a kli sheni either, because the water coming out of the kli rishon is stronger than the water that's in a kli sheni. So that's what we have to talk about. And we don't have enough time now to continue, so I'll have to do a different time.